Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
It's the X-Man. When God is amazing, how do you put it into words? When God is amazing, how do you put it into song? Well, here's Latisse Crawford with her song, Amazing. And you know what? She's going to capsize it for us and just get us to understand that God is amazing.
In. You had other plans for me, didn't trust them. I couldn't believe you could love someone like me, so I locked my heart away, threw away the key. You snuck behind my wall. Even though I didn't look the greatest, you loved me even more. You accept my flaws, you're so amazing. So I only wanna hear from you. You silenced all the noise and what they say before. The shame is gone, I'm standing tall and ready to be free. Finally see what you see in me. Yes, I'm everything you said I am. Thank you for taking away my brokenness and sneaking behind my touches on. You didn't care, you love me even more. I just can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. Thank you for holding my hand through my wrong. Thank you for loving me out of my faults. You're amazing.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to welcome back on the program the one and only songbird herself, Latisse Crawford. Thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel yet again.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yes, you know, I know you don't remember being on the program a few years back, but I remember you. I always remember the guest that entered this program, but it was a different album, different year. You were going through a few changes at the time, relationship issues, all that stuff. But for people who may not know who you are, they may not be familiar with you, why don't you take a minute or two to let that brand new born again Christian who just discovered God in their life, let them know who you are. Yeah.
I was on Sunday Best Season 2. That's where most people probably will remember me from. And then I was with RCA Inspiration for a short time, where I put out my self-titled project, Latisse Crawford. And I've been moving and shaking since then, acting and modeling and recording. And I'm with E1 Nashville now. And we have a new project coming up. I just put out a new single. And so here I am today.
Amen. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from New York.
I gotta remember, forget that. My home girl.
Yeah, I'm from
Brooklyn. What part of New York are you from?
The Bronx, New York.
The Bronx.
I lived in both.
How about that? Yeah, boogie down. All right. So I'm loving your new song. Amazing. I think that it is awesome. I'm glad to know that you're back on the scene, and that yet again that you're putting the pen to the paper and you're singing and allowing God to use you. So talk to us about this amazing song, Amazing.
Amazing is talking about the amazing love of God that is great enough to find you where you are, meet you there, but never leave you there. And so, you know, when I was writing this song, it was, you know, that kind of experience of I was going through losing my dad and finding out my mom was going through cancer and just trying to, you know, find my way from behind the wall of just not understanding and trying to figure it out and why I have to lose my dad, you know, that kind of thing. So you put up walls, you put up barriers, you put up blocks, but God always knows how to come right behind it. No matter how bad you look back there, he'll always love you out of it.
Amen. You did a lot of writing on this particular upcoming project in this song, didn't you?
I did. I wrote the song on my own. I write most of my songs on my own just because I want for the listener to really hear my true experience. You know, I think that a lot of times in church, you know, we kind of talk about the same type of miracles that God can do. You know, he can give you the house, he can give you the money, he can give you the car, he can do this stuff. But I want people to know God can also fix your heart, and he can also give you peace of mind. It's not always about, you know, the physical or materialistic, but sometimes it's the spirit and the soul that actually needs the miracle and the healing, and he's able to do that too.
Amen. So describe to us the writing mode. What happens when Latisse is in writing mode, when you feel like, okay, I've got something to say? Describe that process for us.
A lot of times it comes from conversations. I have a lot of conversations with people who want God but don't necessarily want the politics of church. A lot of my friends, you know, are God seekers but not church goers. And so sometimes I have conversations with them and they're talking about some of the things that they would want from God or some of the things they would want the people in church to say that would make them want to come in. And so it sometimes starts up as a conversation that lingers, you know, in my mind as a thought. And then, you know, I start writing way later. Or sometimes I'm writing the song while I'm having the conversation, you know, in my head. But it doesn't usually hit the paper until I go into the studio. For the most part, it's in my mind, and I'm hearing the lyrics. Sometimes I dream them. But for the most part, if I do sit down and write, I'm writing to white noise, a dishwasher, rain outside, or, you know, hearing the water in the bathroom. Little things like that kind of push me to write.
Amen. That's simply amazing. So in a sense, your music is truly an evangelistic tool, per se, because you're spending time with people, the ordinary, everyday person, and you're saying, okay, how, if I could formulate this, or if God is using me, God uses you to formulate those experiences and put them into melodies in order to reach those individuals whom you just said, you know, may not be your regular churchgoers or not as churchy as some of us. So that's amazing. Yeah, I say churchy because, you know, I've discovered, you know, when we love the Lord, we are full of zest and zeal for the Lord. Oftentimes, not everybody's like that. Some people are one Sunday a month or once every blue moon, or they go when they feel like it. But not all of us are totally gung-ho and sold out. So that's probably where the disconnect may be in terms of understanding who God is. And you do a great job of helping to bridge that with your music. That's what I think.
I'm glad you used the word bridge, because that's exactly what I want for my music to be. You know, I want it to feel like a clinic. You know, when you are feeling some kind of way, oh, I have a headache or this is hurting, you go to Google and you're like, okay, let me see what could be wrong with me. And Google kind of tells you what 15 other people may have had when they had that issue. But it makes you feel like it's not just you, that you're not the only person going through it. And so I try to, you know, have my music, you know, kind of resemble what Dr. Google is, you know, that when you hear my music, you realize that it's not just you and that you're not going through it alone. And it's not a punishment from God, but it's for him to strengthen you and teach you and, you know, then for him to later bless you in it. And so I hope that that's what my music is.
Amen. I feel it in my bones. I think that you're on a path that not everybody understands where you are, because you just have the unique ability of just being that ordinary, everyday person that just connects with people. Have you ever found yourself sort of amongst the regular, ordinary people, and then they start talking about God and you're not sure, or maybe they have questions about God and you feel like the mantle has sort of fallen on you to sort of give them a better understanding, or maybe say some things that will encourage them, and whether it's they say it because they want you to answer, or they're not sure if you can, or you're just maybe one of the girls, just one of the people. Do you ever find yourself in those situations?
Oh, all the time. And I really feel like that's sometimes why God, you know, lets me go through some of the things that I go through so that I can, you know, speak to and minister to. You know, for me, I've never had that situation where I was like, you know, God, if you can give me a house, or if you can give me a car, if you can heal my body. You know, my experiences have always been really natural things that I've had to implement God in, you know, specifically with people, with relationships, or different things that I was like, okay, God, you know, heal my heart here, you know, don't let me keep making the same stupid decisions, stuff like that. And so I think that he's allowed me to go through a lot of life stuff so that I was able to speak to people in that and bring them to God, you know, through it. And so, yeah, I find myself in that position all the time.
Amen. How much do you think your apostolic roots have sort of helped you in this day and age and time when a lot of people just truly don't get it?
I think that it's helped me to stay grounded and to keep some stability. I see, you know, New Day Church that's very free and very open and very enlightened and understanding, which I think is great. You know, I'm glad that so many more people have questions and that they're challenging and asking those questions about, hey, this doesn't make sense. Hey, you're telling me this. I want to know why. And I think that it creates a sense of people that want to chase God more. But I also know that sometimes that enlightenment, or, you know, being overeducated, sometimes makes us question faith, wherein faith, you know, is not the same as regular common knowledge. You know, it is a little more intricate, a little more, you know, misunderstood. And so I think that my apostolic roots and me being very old school, I'm a lot older than I look, but me being a little bit more old school, that I can decipher the two and say, okay, this is common sense, but this is faith. So, you know, this can't take common sense here. I have to trust God, and it might look a little silly, but just watch, you know. So I think that that's where it kind of helps me to stay grounded in my faith.
Yeah, because, you know, you have that apostolic anointing on you and on your life. So, you know, no wonder you're out here doing this kind of work. It's very obvious. It's all over you. It's all in you. It is. So this upcoming project, what can we expect from this new project from Latisse? Yes.
The project is called The Cure, and it goes right back to that thing where I said I want for people to feel like that my music is a clinic. And so this project is all about relationship with God, the ups and downs of it, the times where we doubt, the times where he has to remind us and show us again. Most of my relationships in regards to romantic relationships haven't always been the greatest. And so I, you know, one day sat there and said, you know what, God, I give all of this dedication and loyalty and faithfulness to these men that don't really understand what to do with it, but why can't I just give that to you? Why can't I love you the way that you love me? And so that's what The Cure is talking about. It's talking about starting off in this, you know, low place, but then, you know, finding out that God is really all that we need. He's the foundation of the earth. He's that he gave us everything we need here. There's no need for us to seek outwardly, you know, what he can give us. No one can give us what God can give us. And so that's what the project is talking about, just The Cure, finding our way through our stuff to get to God.
I like it. I love it. The Cure. And any surprise artists on this project, or is it just all you?
I do have some features on here, whether they're by way of background or by way of a musician. But you guys got to follow me. I've been posting about it. Follow me on social media. And, you know, you can follow me at Latice Crawford. It's L-A-T-I-C-E. There's no R. Take it out. Doesn't exist. Latice Crawford. And you guys will, you know, see a lot of my posts and stuff and see what I've been talking about up there and who's featuring.
So you're going to keep it under wraps. You're going to make us do some
homework. Yeah, I got to make these people follow. You got to do some work to find out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You got to get on the ball with that. I appreciate that, and I also appreciate your time. So lastly, I'd say, what advice can you give anyone that may find themselves in a similar situation? Maybe they are writing music, and they're sort of in that area, but they don't know how to relate to ordinary, everyday people. What advice can you give them?
I would say be confident in what God has given you. Every joint supplies, as they always used to say when I was younger, and it's so true. Be confident. If you're just a toe, if you're just a tooth, if you're a finger, fingernail, hair follicle, whatever it is that you are in regards to being a part of the body, be confident in what God has given you and what he's telling you to say. It may not be your job to reach the same people as somebody else, so don't try to do that. Reach who is assigned to you, no matter how many people they are. You know, you can still be successful and still be effective, in who you're assigned to, but be confident in that, and don't try to be like anybody else.
Amen. I definitely don't want to be like anybody else. I want everything that God has for me, because it's for me.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's been a pleasure and an honor having you back on the program with us. So as we close out, please tell the listeners how they can find you on social media again, your website, all that good stuff, and where to find out more about your music.
You guys can follow me on all social media outlets. Again, it's Latice Crawford. There's no R. L-A-T-I-C Crawford. And you guys can also follow me on my webpage to stay up to date with what's going on. That's LaticeCrawfordMusic.com. And you guys can go listen to the new single right now. Not just here, but go and download it. Go purchase it. Go get it. It's called Amazing, Latice Crawford. I need you to stop what you're doing and get it right now.
Yeah, stop what you're doing. Support this anointed woman of God as she continues on her journey. And, you know, as you get ready to go, I just want you to know that I appreciate all that you continuously do to not only hold up the bloodstained banner for the women in gospel music, but women in general who, like you said, you're being very transparent about some of the things that you've been through, you know, relationship issues, et cetera, et cetera, that you all have them. We all have them. But nonetheless, you are still sold out for the Lord. You're still not compromising. You're still putting God first. And because of that, you know, God can't help but continuously bless you and open doors that no man can close, and take you places that your feet have never tread, and allow you to see things that you've never seen before. And you know what? I just feel it in my bones that everything that you've been waiting for, that God is going to, now I wouldn't say going to, but God has delivered, and it's on the way. I just speak that over you right now, Latice.
I receive it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, all right. With having said that, I know that you're extremely busy. So, as I always say in closing, thank you so, so much. The one and only Latice Crawford. The new single is called Amazing. Check her out. And thank you for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me.
You have a few TikToks to let me know what you want to hear for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour, which is on the way. So reach out to me right now. Go to my website, realgospelwiththexman.com, and you can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I'm on Snapchat, but I'm not on Snapchat, if you know what I mean. But what would you want to hear? What traditional gospel song would you like to hear? Because it's on the way. All you need to do is stick and stay.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.